from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
No.
I think it stinks.
It's the sniff test with Arcand and Hard.
That's right, it stinks!
On WEEI.
Back here on the afternoon show on WEEI, Andy Hart here alongside Christian Arcand. As you just heard, we're breaking out the sniff test.
We're sniffing it out.
Which I think, honestly, is the best way to live life. Because I think we all have really good instincts.
That's kind of mean to Jackson, I gotta say.
Well, I don't know what he does. I mean, I think we're all just dogs. And if we trust our sniffer, we'll be fine. Mm-hmm. You smell your friends, you smell the women you like, you smell, you know, something weird in the backyard, smell right. Something you want to avoid. You know, when people have been there, and we are going to see if we get a segment out of this where we're just going to use the old sniff test on the sports world.
Okay.
Might be things we've heard from people, whether we, you know, believe the quotes, believe the statements, believe the sound bites. Might be stories put out by teams. Hell, we might delve into, you know, sports leagues and plans or whatever.
Sure.
The sniff test with Brad Foe's, you know, starting pitchers must go six innings.
Say, I don't want to sniff Bradford.
No, I don't want to sniff Bradford. We'll leave that to Jackson. So in the inaugural.
That would be fine. I can do that. I'd have no problem.
He's a little too excited about that, so we're just going to move on.
By the way, you've never felt fear as much as when you're drinking a glass of milk and you don't know if it's bad or not.
Oh,
you have to
yeah.
taste it if there's nobody else home.
Well, the thing is also, like, if you can't smell, that affects your taste too, right? Like,
you see that? It doesn't, because it's a.
You don't know.
Well, that's true. I don't know. I don't have any frame of reference,
right.
But I know I like food. There's foods I like and foods I don't, so there is a difference.
But imagine how much better the foods you like might be if you were able to enjoy them.
Or maybe if you smelled them, you didn't like how they smell, you wouldn't like them.
That is the other thing.
That could be
Do you
too,
like
yeah.
fish?
I love fish, yeah.
Yeah, maybe you wouldn't if you smelled.
Perhaps.
So. Okay. Anyway, well, we're going to delve more into this as you spend more time with the afternoon
yes.
program.
I feel
here.
Like there's a lot of opportunity here.
A lot of opportunity. But this sniff test, we're going to start where we've been doing a lot of talking. The Patriots, the quarterback mm-hmm. situation, and Gerard Mayo. So we're just going to play you some audio, and then I want everybody in the car, everybody at home with your smart speaker, I want you to just give a little sniff and see what we think.
Really, you know, if you want to talk about the process, you know, Alex, myself, you know, we just have those conversations, but, you know, he gets input from his coaches as well, and ultimately it's my decision to make. We have decided, or I have decided, that Jacoby Brissett will be our starting quarterback this season.
Sniff it in. Okay, you got that?
Sounds like we're all doing cocaine.
Does this smell fresh as lettuce? Is this like daisies in a field?
I'm 100% on the Wiggy train with this. I think he's saying this because he knows it wasn't his decision, and he kind of wants people to know that.
Okay.
All right.
That's one thought. I agree, it smells funny. Jackson, your sniffer works. You used Wiggies. You kind of tag-team the sniffing process
yeah,
here.
Absolutely.
Good job.
I got sniff helpers.
You got sniff helpers. This does not pass the sniff test, because Mr. Collaboration, mm-hmm. Mr. I don't really know offense. That's why I got an HC of the offense, and I'm going to let the experts do their thing, Elliot Wolf. Mr. Collaboration, when the decision was about to be made, suddenly shifted gears and said, ultimately, it's my decision.
Right.
We didn't make this decision. I've decided. Sorry, that is rotten. That's a skunk. That is lobster that's been sitting out in a studio for way too many hours, but Rich Keefe still ate it anyway.
Sure did.
And the reality is, Gerard Mayo should have steered into collaboration. He had should have steered into the idea this was a we decision, because it should be a we decision. Elliot Wolff's career is on the line. He drafted Drake May. He put, well, he didn't have the job yet, but he had the final say, and he drafted Drake May. Alex Van Pelt's first chance to really run an offense is Drake May. His career, his future, his reputation, his legacy is on the line. And Jerod Mayo has admitted he doesn't know everything there is to know about offense and quarterbacks and the way to play the position.
Right.
This should have been a we decision, but for some reason, someone last minute convinced him, or he thought better to say it was my decision. It was not. This stinks.
Yeah, it does stink. And you even got a little bit of it yesterday. Yesterday when he said, I made the decision to start Jacoby Brissett.
All reporters should have been like, what was that?
Aromas right there.
What's in this room? Perillo, is that you? Put some deodorant on. Jeez, Girardi, you smell.
Jerod Mayo not passing the sniff test.
Nope,
what else
stinks.
We got?
Now we got another coach here early in a football season who you may like, who played a primetime game on Thursday night.
Ah, I see what you did there.
I want to hear what he has to say, and then again, blow your nose if you need to, because I need a good, fresh sniff.
Shador is such a good kid. Sometimes it cost him, because at the end of the game, we just want to run the ball. Let's get out of here. And he took a shot, you know, to LaJonte, because he wanted LaJonte to have a big play. Because you got the other two guys, the dogs, having a big play, and he know he's going to have a one-on-one matchup. He just didn't put it out there far enough. But that's his character. I'm like, dog, come on, dog. Yeah, not right now. You know, it's not time to be the good guy right now. It's time to put this game away. Sorry. But that's what that was.
So he checked into it?
He wanted what he wanted.
What the hell are we talking about, Dion? Give you the situation. Your Colorado Buffaloes are leading North Dakota State late. They just want to run the clock out, go home. And Shedeur Sanders throws the ball deep, which, as we all know, stops the clock, opens the opportunity for North Dakota State to get the ball back and actually have a chance to win the game.
He wanted what he wanted.
He has a coach, right? He does have a coach. They call plays. So did he check out of it? Great follow-up question. That guy's sniffer was like, well, Dion, what's that smell? What are you selling to me right now in this press conference? I don't want you to kick me out. I hope this isn't too hard of a question and you ban me from future press conferences. But, Dion, this smells funny. I don't know exactly what happened.
This came right after a penalty, too, by the way. Yeah. He had thrown to Webster, and there was a pass interference penalty. There was a minute 40 left in the game, and they could have just run the clock out right then, which they did. They ran two plays. North Dakota State called timeouts on both of them on third and 10. First and 10, he bombed one out to Webster again, which then gave him the opportunity to get the ball back.
Because he's such a good human being.
Right. He really just
wants to help his buddy. And because your guy, Horn Jr., Jimmy Horn,
who was
and
awesome.
Travis Hunter had a big game, so this other kid didn't get his. So instead of trying to win the game, a quarterback who supposedly, Dion wants me to believe, could be the number one overall pick, correct? Mm-hmm. Okay. A quarterback that's going to be the centerpiece of a franchise, hey, such a good guy, he wanted to get his friend a touch.
Right.
Do I want that guy on my team? First of all, I don't buy it. This smells way more rotten than Jerod Mayo. This is the stankiest stanks of stanks. It stinks.
So why
stank,
did he do it then?
I have no idea.
I think
but don't
that's
tell
exactly
me
why he did
Shador
it.
Sanders is such a good kid.
Oh, not because he's a good guy.
Yeah.
I think that he's just thought out.
Dad
whatever.
Telling
it's
me he's such a good kid. That's just,
North Dakota
my
State.
Kid, you know he's just such a good kid.
Mm-hmm.
It was the other one who beat the hell out of the guy and was in the court. No, he's the bad kid. This is the good kid. Shador cares about everyone, loves everyone. Although we've all heard stories that he might not be the best kid.
Do you know about the Lil Wayne concert? Do you know about this? So that's Little John.
Yeah, close enough.
Lil Wayne had a show in Boulder, and Shador was like the opening act. He like opened up the concert for him, and I think it was in Boulder. It might have been in Denver, but it was in Colorado somewhere. And Dion made the whole team go to the concert.
Oh yeah. Yeah. No. He treats his kids differently.
I have to listen to this guy rap now. I have to go to the show and listen to this dude rap on stage. Go see Lil Wayne, sure. But I got to get there early and to be there for Shador. Like, come on, coach. What do I have to do that for?
I feel like most coaches who coached their kid would go out of their way to try to show, like, no preferential treatment. He's just one of the guys, and if he's the best, he'll play. Dion never did that. He told you, I'm bringing my Gucci with me, and he's starting right away. I got my quarterback. It's the rest I got to figure out kind of stuff.
And listen, Shador is a good quarterback.
No,
like
he is.
He had a good game.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Game.
And he would be a good quarterback whether his dad gave him the job or not.
Agreed.
He would have won the job.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Like, so this is, again, sort of messaging and sort of the execution of things. And then he uses a post-game press conference in which his son did something really stupid, which could have cost them the game.
Yeah.
Which could have cost them their credibility.
Right away.
You lose to North Dakota State.
They lose week one to an FCS team, then yes, that is going to really sink you. And it almost did anyway. I mean, the fact that it was such a close game, a lot of people are questioning them now anyway.
And dad wants me to believe it's because his son is such a good boy. He's such the heart is just so pure, it sometimes gets him in trouble.
I think he wanted 500 yards. I think that's what it was.
It could be that, or he just wanted the final score to not look embarrassing and maybe look like we beat him more than we actually did beat him, that we weren't in a dogfight for our lives and our season. But this
wanted
quote,
to cover the spread.
Like, his dad tries to make him out like he's, you know, the second coming of Jesus. I mean, he's just for everybody. He's among us. Mm-hmm. Jesus is us, or whatever those commercials say.
There were a couple of other
stinks.
There were a couple other dumb things in that game. You remember when they went for it in like the first quarter?
Oh, well, they're not a very good team.
They're going. They ran right into the middle of that line and got stuffed, and it was like, I was like, oh, my God, they're going to lose.
They're the most overrated 1-0 and coming off a four-win season team in the history of the world. They just happen to have two of the greatest players in college football this year, potentially, on their roster, which makes it weird. How do you have two of the greatest players in college football and you're not that good?
Weird. I don't know.
It is weird. But
we'll
that is Sniff Test. I think it was a good inaugural addition.
I like it. I think it's a good little bit that can grow.
Both. Well, thank you. Because you are, you know, part of the morning show. You guys got a lot of bits and things and developed over the years.
Yes.
I like that you got the Jackson stamp of approval on Sniff Test, even though he's never actually done a Sniff Test in his life. So all food is the same thing. It's not just milk. When you like go in the fridge, like sandwich meat that you're like, that's been in there 12 days. You know, you gotta really trust
what,
those, lick it?
Those little things, yeah.
Yeah, sometimes. But I'm a stickler for expiration dates, really.
Oh, so you just go by the
good thing
pretty
to be,
much
the
yeah.
book.
Yeah, I gotta you know, cover my back there.
You're just a sheep, man, following along with the expiration dates, man.
Yeah.
Think
that's also
yourself.
Costly.
Think outside the box, man.
That's costly because I definitely push the envelope.
Well, this is why I'm really elated that I got a lady to agree to marry me.
What if you found out she stunk?
That would be a shame.
Like, what if your friends don't want to tell you, but when, like, she's around, it's like, oh, my God.
And then,
oh, my God.
I mean,
she's
that is
perfect,
a
perfect woman for him.
Yeah,
well, that's true. It is a fear that is in the head. But my friends are pretty honest.
And they'd be like, she
stinks.
Yeah, they'd
tell you.
And plus, she's a lawyer, so you can't be a lawyer if you're stinky.
Were you going to say rich?
No. I was going to say.
You can't be rich and stinky.
I know. I always get mixed up between attorney and lawyer. I don't know why.
Is there a difference?
Same thing?
No, there isn't.
Right?
I want to say one of them, and then I think of the other one, and then I get jumbled. This is what happens.
That happens.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good.
Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.